It's a mess in this attic. Lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
What's up, everybody? Today is Friday, October 29th, 2021. This is A Talk in the Attic, which means, of course, I'm your host, Kirk Ross. And if you can't already tell, I'm a little bit nervous today. And I'm nervous because I've got a huge interview coming up. It was supposed to be in the studio, but it turns out that it's Devil's Night tomorrow. So my guest has a big one. So we're just going to do it through Zoom. A lot of you probably remember a few months back, shortly after Easter, in fact, when I had the chance to sit down with Jeshua, Jesus Christ, the Savior of humanity himself. And well, honestly, not a day has gone by since that interview that I haven't received a harassing DM or email or aggressive phone call from Super Agent Drew Rosenhaus, who, as you probably by now have already figured out, represents Satan himself. You heard that right, people. I'm interviewing Satan today. You may know him as Lucifer, the devil, Beelzebub, Ash-Shaitan, the Prince of Darkness, Mephistopheles, Azazel, the Antichrist. The list goes on, people, and regardless of what you call him, I can assure you of one thing, I'm terrified today. I mean, don't get me wrong, getting Jesus in the studio was a huge get for me. But with Lucifer comes a little bit more to deal with. For instance, when JC was in the building, our little pug, Noonzy, cuddled right up to him. Jesus even brought a pocket full of begging strips for the little guy. It was just adorable. On the contrary, today, as I prepared for my interview with Lucifer, a Dementor came and stole Nunzio. And just a few moments later, I got a Snapchat of Satan devouring Nunzio's soul. And when I asked him to stop, he set my house ablaze. So before I say something that pisses him off and I'm doomed to eternal damnation, let's just start this Halloween special, this unique installment just for Devil's Night between me and the Prince of Darkness. Let's start the... Oh, wait, you know what? It's actually in the rider that Lucifer gets to say that this week. Beelzebub, you're up.
Bleepinging mangar hira raira.
In English.
Oh, right. Let's start the show.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. As I mentioned before, I'm sitting down on this Halloween with an entity that we all know well. We're going to call him Lucifer.
You will call me Master.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dude, relax. Master. I'm just joshing you.
Oh, Jesus, you scared me.
Never utter that name in my presence.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Kirk, I'm kidding again. Man, you need to relax, dude. I'm just a regular guest, you know? I put my pants on one leg at a time, right?
Well, you know, that's good to hear, but it's surprising because, frankly, you don't really seem like a pants kind of guy. Not that you don't seem down to earth, but, you know, you don't strike me like a pants guy. You're not even wearing pants.
Okay. You got me there because I haven't worn pants since the Dark Ages, Kirk. I mean, they're completely impractical. So let me update the phrase. I put my robes on one hoof at a time.
And what is that robe made of, actually?
This one is like 90% cotton and 10% of the entirety of the desperate souls and tiny human remains of child factory workers in Malaysia.
Oh, damn. Literally?
No, not literally. I bought this from Old Navy, and Old Navy's highly guilty of child labor. So, don't tell me you're so naive, Kirk, that you're unaware of the terrible consequences of the devastating fast fashion industry, right? It's terrible.
I'm pleasantly surprised that you're even concerned about that sort of
thing. Concerned? You'd have to be a monster not to be concerned. You don't support H&M or Zara or Gap or Banana Republic or any of these apparel stores in your so-called malls, right? By the way, they don't even have a solid store to find a goddamn human flesh suit. Disgusting. Fast fashion, it's terrible for the environment, it's terrible for the poor workers. who used their tiny, childish, and dexterous fingers to sew such tight seams? I'm more of a thrift shop guy myself. But yeah, this one, Old Navy.
I mean, you probably get this all the time, but is it true that you wear Prada?
Oh, yeah, does the devil wear Prada? Ninja Nikon Mora Golikas! I mean, sorry, never ask me that again. That godforsaken movie The Devil Wears Prada has started so many salacious rumors about me and how I dress. In fact, my reps over at Gucci almost dropped me on the account that they thought that I was actually wearing Prada. Goddamn Meryl Streep says she can do whatever the fuck she wants just because she's a national treasure.
I'm surprised you're not a Meryl Streep fan, honestly. She is just an absolute gem, isn't she?
Oh, I mean, Meryl Streep really is, though. I mean, have you seen her in Julie and Julia? My God. That movie actually inspired me to get back into French cuisine.
Oh, great flick.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And French food? Even better.
Oh, yeah. I don't dine often on fiscal sustenance. You know, I typically opt for eating the dreams of the human race. But when I do, you better believe I mix in a hollandaise wherever I can.
Hey, what's the difference between a béarnaise and a hollandaise?
Oh, simple, really.
You know?
Yeah, béarnaise uses white wine vinegar and tarragon and shallots. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. But I'll be honest, I usually add a little of my Satan's secret sauce to all of my traditional French recipes.
Do you mind sharing?
I don't mind sharing. No, I mix in a few teaspoons of the entirety of all the sorrow and desperation ever felt by all you lowly earthlings. It's delicious. Just one teaspoon weighs nearly 70 metric tons.
Wow, that's morbid. I mean, where do you even find such a product?
Whole Foods, actually.
So, Satan, you're brought up a lot these days. Lots of songs mention you by name. Lots of people comparing real humans to you, going so far as actually calling people like Harvey Weinstein or Donald Trump, even Joe Biden, the devil. How do you feel about all this?
Kirk, I've heard it all. You know, people have just grown lazy with their language these days. This person is the devil incarnate. That person's worse than the devil himself. This guy has a special place with Lucifer in hell when he dies. None of these guys that you've mentioned even hold a candle to me in terms of how evil I've been. Have you ever raped an entire nation? Take Trump, for instance. Perfect example. Sure, he's a lying misogynist who doesn't care about anything but himself. Sure, he has but two concerns, wealth and power. Sure, he managed to convince a large percentage of the population that COVID-19 vaccinations are actually bad for you, even though he himself received the vaccination, and I get it. At first glance, Trump seems like kind of the devil. He really does. But if it were really me that had the Oval Office, I wouldn't have stopped at the mere suggestion that injecting toxic bleach into your bloodstream would solve coronavirus. No, sir. I would have continued to beg you, nay, mandated you to inject bleach until the gates of hell were piled high with zombified morons wearing red MAGA hats.
Okay, well then, if he's not truly evil, he's not evil, what do you think he is?
He's just an idiot. Plain and simple. Hey,
I can't help but notice that occasionally you'll break into some other language. What is that exactly?
Oh yeah, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. People don't often ask about my heritage.
Okay.
It's actually a unique language that I just make up on the fly. It's called Beelzebubble, and it's hilarious when I pull it out because nobody ever knows what I'm talking about, and then I can pretty much slide any terms and conditions I want to into whatever contract I'm negotiating.
Oh, yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I know the trick. Lawyers and car dealers and salespeople do that shit all the time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Finally, somebody said it.
What is an undercoat?
You know, I simply make stuff up, and then people typically agree to whatever I'm saying, even though they don't have a clue. And they don't generally challenge me on account of the fact that I'll, you know, rape their souls for all of damnation. And, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. It's hilarious. And then down the road, I always win because I'm the only entity in existence who speaks a language. And like I said, I don't even speak the language, so.
Well, do you mind if I ask you to say a couple things?
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's try it out. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, how about, let's just start where it all starts. How about a talk in the attic?
Oh, a talk in the attic. Okay, sure. No. Slow down and scream it from your soul, you know? Wow, first off, really good. You really sounded terrible.
Thank you.
There. But I gotta tell you, I gotcha. Gotcha. When you uttered those words, I actually now own all of your personal property. Yeah, including all of your orifices, so.
Well, you know, I guess I'm just disappointed, Lucifer. I mean, that's a dirty, low trick even for you. I mean, I invited you onto the show. And you pull this kind of stuff?
You know what? I'm sorry. You're right. I've been trying so hard to present myself as a little more positive these days. Less of a trickster. You know, I thought maybe I could come on the show and maybe give people a fresh perspective about who I really am. What I'm really all about. You know, you can have your personal property back. That was low. That was a dirty trick. You can have it all back. Except for your orifices, of course. That butthole is mine for the rest of time, and it's on call 24/7.
You're a sick individual, Lucifer.
Well, I've been called worse, Kirk. You know, I mean, at one point people were comparing me to Harvey Weinstein, for fuck's sake, so...
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where have you been hanging out lately?
Well, you know, I generally hang out in the details.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's true then? When people say the devil is in the details, you really are in the details?
Bet your doomed anus that it's true. But it's actually been misconstrued. It's true. I am in the details. Okay? We all know it. But that's only because the details is actually the name that I gave to a small island chain that I hoodwinked an old real estate baron out of off the coast of the Maldives back in the 1200s.
I heard it's lovely there. The Maldives.
Yeah, it's great. I actually have built a small resort there. It's called the Details Keys. It's a lot like Sandals, you know, but with more kids. It's just terrible. I love it.
Sounds bad. Makes sense that you'd like that. Well, you know, I guess I learn something new every day, you know. When you're not hanging out in the details, where else do you visit?
Florida. Yeah. It's truly hell on earth. Fucking love it. I'm actually a member at Mar-a-Lago. It's just the absolute shittiest place there is. So, you know, right up my alley.
So, Halloween weekend is here. Devil's Night. Tomorrow. It's a big weekend for you, right?
Well, yeah. To say that Halloween weekend is a big one for me would be putting it mildly, Kirk, okay? Because Halloween is like my Super Bowl, baby. It's like my Super Bowl in that it's a hugely commercialized cash grab for my real allies, the massive corporations behind all the shit they're shoving down your throat. You know? I mean, I used to lure demented psychopaths into poisoning the candy they were giving out to kids. Can you even believe there was a time where I had to convince someone into sticking a razor blade or two into the candy apples they're handing out to trick-or-treaters? But it turns out that all this sugar and fat bullshit that's coming straight out of the manufacturers is far worse than anything that I was proposing to do. I mean, did you know, Kirk, that childhood obesity is at an all-time high?
I'm not surprised, but no, I guess I didn't.
And did you know that kids are eating on average 3,500% of the sugar that their grandparents did at the same age? I mean, who needs a razor blade in the apple when people are handing out full-size Three Musketeers, Kirk? It's disgusting.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you made that stat up. Oh, okay, well, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised you're so conscientious. Mephistopheles, the conscientious. No disrespect.
No, none taken. None taken. I'm pretty woke on most things, actually. I mean, just ask the Christian right. You know what I'm saying? According to them, I'm responsible for homosexuality, obesity, gender dysphoria, adultery, greed, muscular dystrophy, among others. They blame me for everything, Kirk. It's crazy. It's such a cop-out, you know?
And where do you stand on all those things?
Where do I stand on all these things? Do you really think I give two fucking shits about who's fucking who? Or about who identifies as what gender? That's a personal thing, Kirk. That's a personal thing. It's none of your business. It's none of my business. Besides, I'm past dealing with small-time, single-person contracts anyway. My new game, believe it or not, is actually infiltrating Christian churches, Kirk. I mean, these churches are a breeding ground for the insatiable desire for power and greed. Have you seen The Way Down on HBO Max about the weight loss church in Brentwood, Tennessee? Perfect example. Have you heard of the Catholic Church child sexual abuse scandal? I had nothing to do with that, sir. Nothing. I would never do such a thing. Have you heard about praying away the gay? Praying away the gay, there's these camps where homosexual kids are sent by their parents to hang out with other homosexual kids to become not gay? That sounds like a hell of a time, am I right? So yeah, I'm involved with praying away the gay, but not the part of it where it actually became a thing. I just go down there and butt-fuck some of these boys once in a while, you know what I'm saying? Metaphorically, yes. Well, I'm millions of years old, Kirk, so I think it's probably a little bit inappropriate for me to fuck anything that's alive, you know, in terms of an age gap, but, you know, don't bring your worldly judgment to me, okay?
Okay, yeah, the Catholic Church scandal, the way down HBO Max, pray away the gay. What about
all those things that are happening in the church? Those are some of my greatest accomplishments, Kirk. And I didn't even have to do anything. I just let these people fill themselves with whatever bloodlust that's inherent within each of them, and I just watch them go do their terrible evil deeds. It's a beautiful thing.
You know what? I think that you and I are pretty much on the same page on this one.
Well, I'm not surprised about that, Kirk. I actually think that our views are quite aligned. In fact, because it's gone so well, I think we should have a drink to celebrate, don't you think?
Well, I mean, I appreciate the offer, but no, I've actually exercised the booze hound straight out of me, if you will. So no cocktails for me.
No. This is a virgin cocktail. I actually had it. I'm having it delivered to your house as we speak by one of my Dementors. In fact, you should hear a doorbell and.
I'm gonna run to the door real quick. Yep.
Yeah. Go. No. I'll just hang out here. Running with the devil.
Right.
Yeah, that is completely virgin. Yes, completely virgin. Yes. Yes!
Why are you laughing?
Because that cocktail you're holding is actually made up of the blood of your pug mixed with Captain Morgan.
But you said it was virgin.
I did say it was virgin. Nunzio is a virgin, isn't he? Oipenlagen, Angel and Ja.
But what does that mean?
Will Hensel Hempen Wendley for all? I mean, peace out, everybody.